Well, PJ, big news yesterday, of course, Jim McGuinness' appointment to a position with Glasgow Celtic. Did it come as a surprise to you, or were you in the loop? Were you in the know about it?
Well, I would have known that Jim was going to Parkhead on Wednesday, and that he was going to the Barcelona match, and that he was to have talks with Celtic on Thursday and Friday. And then, there was massive speculation. But we didn't really have the proper story as such, and I managed to get talking to Jim yesterday at about 3:30. He'd just come out of a meeting, and Jim filled me in with just some of the details, not really all the detail, but just a little bit of it. And of course, the one pleasing aspect was that Jim will still be manager of Donegal.
Yeah, and what is your understanding of the position after talking to Jim? Because, you know, we've heard of part-time, we've heard of 2 days a week, we've seen three days.
Jim said that he would be working with Celtic 2 days a week. He told me that he wouldn't miss a single training session with Donegal. That was very pleasing. Obviously, it's a great thing for an amateur sportsman and someone from a GA background to have been taken on by a professional outfit like Celtic. And of course, just after beating probably the best club team in the world, gives you an idea of the standing that it's at. And it also, Tom, as well, and you must look at it in a positive light, it's a great boost for Gaelic Games and the professionalism in terms of setup that's involved in successful Gaelic football teams and Gaelic Games teams. So it's a huge boost, I believe, for the methodology that's used in the GA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a real endorsement of where Jim has taken Donegal and the approach he has brought to the game and the level that he has taken the game to.
Oh, hugely, Tom. And I mean, you know, for Jim's own CV, obviously he's a qualification in sport and various disciplines of sport, so it's great for Jim to put on a CV, to be wanted by a professional outfit like that. And, you know, it's a huge challenge for Jim as well, I know, but he wouldn't have wanted to give up his involvement with Donegal. So it's probably the best of both worlds, really. I suppose if you were to ask a person on the street, would we prefer to have Jim McGuinness involved with Donegal in even a reduced capacity, or not have him involved? I think the answer would be very definite. We want him involved.
Yeah, and of course, it has been mentioned a couple of times by a number of people, I suppose, in the last 24 hours since the word has finally come through, you know, that he has a good backroom team in place and he has good structures in place as well.
He has. I suppose, Tom, had he embarked on something like this 2 years ago, it would be much more difficult. But when he has established the setup that he has, you know, it's things handle themselves much easier. I'm sure the players will all be delighted that he's still continuing to manage Donegal and that he will be at all training sessions, and I'm sure that he'd be on the phone to them as he regularly is. And, you know, as you say, he has a good setup in place, but no matter how good the setup is, it always needs the person at the helm to keep a watching brief over things. And I'm happy enough that Jim will be doing that.
As you know, Jim is a man that gives 100% and 110%, if that's possible. He's obviously going to be giving that to Glasgow and Glasgow Celtic for 1-2 days a week, and really it's going to be even probably more than that.
Well, when I was talking to Jim earlier in the week, and I knew that he was going across to Celtic and that he was likely to be offered some type of contract, that was one of the things I actually put to him. The intensity of Jim's approach with Donegal and his thinking process. And obviously he'd want to be bringing the same thing to Celtic. That's why Celtic are looking for him, because of that intensity that he brings, which improves the performance of his duties and how he might marry the two. And that is the challenge for him, you know, to switch off from one discipline and switch on to another, or to keep both switches on at the one time. Therein lies a major challenge, but we'll see how it goes, Tom. I suppose that the coming season is going to be an interesting one, to see how Jim manages all of that. It's a huge challenge on his personal life as well, you know, there's going to be quite a bit of travelling in it, and Jim has a young family. But you must also remember that Jim McGuinness has sort of been doing bits and pieces, really, and nothing maybe all that concrete in an employment situation for the past year or two. Mm. And, you know, Jim had to take this offer very seriously. Now, the terms of it, I don't know, but that's up to Jim and his employers to work that out. But he seemed, you know, quite taken with it and an offer that he couldn't really refuse. But those matters are personal to Jim. Mm. Obviously, and you know, any inter-county manager of any team in the country, you know, that's in employment, and most of them are, have to concentrate on their day job and managing their Gaelic football team, I suppose, comes secondary, even though, in fairness, it takes up a huge amount of time. So it's Jim has many challenges ahead of him. Mm. And obviously, you know, he also has to satisfy his new employers that, you know, he is what they wanted and they've got what they hoped they were going to get. And no doubt, being the type of man he is, that Jim will you know, fulfil their ambitions in that role as well. Mm.
The general word coming out, and as you say, on the grapevine, is that Celtic really wanted him, and that Dermot Desmond, the businessman, the Irish businessman who is one of the main backers of Glasgow Celtic, is the main mover behind this, and in actual fact that they want Jim on a full-time basis. He has, what, 3 years of his contract yet, or not a contract, but 3 years of his term still to run with Donegal. Are you satisfied, or have you talked to Jim about that long-term yet?
No, we haven't, Tom. Basically, that's way too far in the distance. You just have to see how this works. Of course, Glasgow Celtic have a huge following in Ireland and especially in Donegal. And I suppose Celtic are also keen to nurture and promote that backing that they have in this country. And they seem to be under Neil Lennon making strides forward. And maybe Jim's another cog in the wheel in pushing them forward that bit more. And I know this, listening to Neil Lennon talking on television yesterday, he didn't rule out that Jim would be out working with some of his first team players as well as the need arises. And we all know that in team sports, people can suffer loss of form or changes in fortunes and so on. And Jim's, I suppose, brought in to bring his knowledge and expertise to trying to get the best out of each individual. As we know, he achieved with Donegal in a big, big way. But Jim is also of the view that there's much more in Donegal that he hasn't got out of them yet. And he's very keen to develop the team further. And I know that for a fact from talking to him, that he feels that we're not at 100% yet and well short of it. And he's very keen to develop that. And of course he has a good assistant there in Rory Gallagher as well. So the pair of them work well together, and I'm happy enough, to be honest with you, Tom. I fears that we might lose them altogether, which would have been a big blow. And you couldn't have blamed Jim had he, you know, been offered a full-time contract with Celtic for, I suppose, lucrative wages, as they tend to happen in the top sides across water. But we're happy enough at the present time, and we'll see how it works out for Jim.
So all in all, he goes with the blessing of Donegal GAA, I think, in general, PG, doesn't he?
Well, he does, and I'd have to offer him congratulations, you know, for the achievement of coming from an amateur sporting background and being wanted and sought after by such a professional outfit as Glasgow Celtic are. And, I mean, that is a shot in the arm. And Jim is certainly to be congratulated for that on a personal level. And, of course, as I said at the start of the talk, Tom, the GAA can look favourably on where games are at with inter-county preparations and so on, you know, that clubs in the professional field are seeking out some of our top people.